Calls for justice bookend today's Mission Network News. First, the international community takes action on behalf of Afghanistan's women and girls. Later, you can help entire families trapped in modern-day slavery. First, human rights activists celebrate a recent move to arrest two senior Taliban leaders for crimes against humanity. The International Criminal Court says the Taliban's supreme leader and chief justice implemented policies that amount to a gender apartheid. Since reclaiming power in Afghanistan 4 years ago, the Taliban has removed girls from school and banned women from public life. Denise Godwin with International Media Ministry says,
I don't imagine the Taliban think they're doing anything other than adhering to their worldview. They need to have the light of Christ shown into their hearts to redeem a carnal nature that has shunted aside an entire half of their population.
International Media Ministries creates gospel-centered media in over 70 languages.
I know people who are working very clandestinely to help Afghanistan and have mentioned, could we maybe do some of these Women of the Bible stories into some of the languages for Afghanistan? And I'm praying that we can. The women can't leave their homes. So media is a really principal way to get them a message that they are precious in the eyes of God, no matter what the Taliban says.
Ask the Lord to provide for groups like International Media Ministries that are helping people from a distance. Next, a ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah, a terror group holding its ground in Lebanon, continues to be violated as the Lebanese president pledges disarmament of all non-state actors. Here's Pierre Hosny with Horizons International.
The big asterisk that's at the end of the ceasefire agreement is that it's kind of contingent on complete disarmament of Hezbollah, which is not something that Hezbollah wants to do or will ever accept.
Though Israel eliminated a number of Hezbollah's weapons last fall, missile strikes continue.
Sometimes it's clear that those missile strikes are just wiping out weapons caches here and there. Sometimes it's not as clear.
From a ministry standpoint, Hosni says people tend to be more spiritually open during crises.
And so we are continuing our work in spreading the message of the gospel and the message of hope in Jesus as much as we can to as many people that, you know, that will listen. And so many people are listening right now. It's very encouraging.
Hosni says believers should move beyond a taking sides approach.
The truth remains the same, which is that anybody who hasn't given their life to Jesus is heading toward destruction. And so we need to be seeing these conflicts with spiritual eyes and seeing what is the gospel side of this.
Finally, an estimated 3.5 to 4 million bonded laborers in Pakistan work in brick kilns. Though slavery is illegal in the country, it often goes ignored. Thanks to AMG International, Razul and his three children were rescued from slavery. Brian Dennett with AMG says,
this was a daily nightmare. Working conditions where your lungs are filled with dust all day long, working with the materials used to make bricks. Hours in the hot sun, sunburns, his own children, young children at that, working right alongside him and having to see that, stacking bricks instead of learning to read and write.
Over the past year, the organization began building a school for the children of these slaves so that these cycles can end.
It's a beautiful, safe facility within walking distance of the brick kilns in that area. It's going to provide many children with the opportunity to study in a Christian environment where the gospel is shared, where hope is shared.
Please pray for the team working in this area and that the remaining funding needed will be raised. Learn more at missionnews.org. Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people like you, and by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Matthew Scott.